With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They say timing is everything, and this year that's especially true when it comes to the weather and its impact on holiday travel across parts of the West.
California officials are urging holiday travelers to avoid the roads on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A series of powerful winter storms is expected to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and snow this week. Much of the state will see heavy rains and gusts that could lead to flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. The Sacramento Valley and San Francisco Bay Area are under flood and high wind warnings through Friday. The Sierra Nevada will see heavy snow and strong winds, making travel nearly impossible. Southern California could see its wettest Christmas in years and warned about mudslides and debris flows. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the Trump administration, saying the president may not deploy National Guard troops to Illinois, at least for now. The mission would be aimed at protecting federal agents during enforcement of immigration law. Justices Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh joining the court's liberal wing in that ruling. An explosion at a Philadelphia area nursing home has killed two people. It happened in Bristol Township, Pennsylvania. As a utility crew was at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center checking on reports of a natural gas leak. Fire Marshal Kevin DiPolito.
When we entered the collapse zone, we did rescue two people from the actual collapsed structure in the basement. We did have a heavy odor of gas at that time. We got everyone out that we could find, that we could see, and we exited the building.
Then came a powerful explosion less than 1 minute later. The audio courtesy of the BBC. Authorities now say that everyone has been accounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow is a dozen points higher. The Nasdaq trading 1 point higher. This is SRN News. Mom is taking the lead in children's spiritual formation.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans love Christmas, but that wasn't always the case. In the 1500s, Christmas was linked to rowdy street celebrations and drinking in Europe, and for many Christians, it was not in good standing as a holiday. The Puritans were especially suspicious of Christmas, but that began to change in the 19th century America as the holiday became the one of most people understand today, centered on faith, family, and home life. This is SRN News. A Georgia Lyft driver is recovering from a traumatic experience.
Three inmates who escaped from a jail east of Atlanta, including a murder suspect, commandeered a terrified Lyft driver's car to reach South Florida before she was rescued and they were captured. The driver told FBI agents that the men used a fake name to order the ride, put a rope around her neck, and dragged her into the back seat, threatening to kill her. Authorities tracked the Lyft car using license plate readers. Two inmates were arrested after a chase, and the third was found in a rented home. All three face kidnapping and escape charges. The Lyft driver is traumatized, but safe. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Homeland Security is replacing its lottery system for H-1B visas with a new approach, one that prioritized skilled, higher-paid foreign workers. More details at srnnews.com.